Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please raise your hand because we have a cordless mic here. We can pass it to you so that you can share your questions with us.
Oh, I forget to tell you one thing. Why monks shave their head? Usually we don't know why we shave our head, you see. We just shave our head because of other monks shaving their head. But Sigmund Freud and his followers may have a good idea. In Freudian theory, monks shave their head because it makes them look like babies. And they stir up maternal instinct in the mind of our supporters. They feel, well, this monk looked like our baby when he was young, and so they feel want to support. So Buddhism survived the hardship because monks shave our heads. This is a psychological explanation. There may be some monks in the past, if we apply the revolution theory, Darwinian theory, there may be some monks in the past in India who never shaved their head. They didn't survive. So only us who shave our heads survive because it stirs up maternal instincts of our sponsors. So that is the reason. Psychological explanation, Freudian. So you know why monks shave our heads.
I think a sister over here is willing to share a question with us.
Reverend Monks, I'd like to ask a question. Just now you mentioned about the Buddhist psychology. My question is how Buddhist psychologies can be applied in counseling people, especially in mental illness, even though you mentioned that all of us are actually suffering from mental illness, but I still need your views, you know, on how we can apply Buddhist psychology in doing counseling and helping people with problem?
Very good and very good question. The answer is in my lecture number 3 and 4 of this trip. I will give it in Kuala Lumpur. There's a catch up with them. Well, one of the very important way of counseling is to put yourself